Proverbs chapter 31, one verse, verse 10. So happy to have you ladies here today. Christy, it's good to see you and Mom today. I know a lot of times you got to work. I'm glad to see you today. I know Grandma's excited about you being here too. Preacher's excited. See a lot of folks here today. It's a good crowd today. All righty. Let's stand for the reading of God's Word. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10. One verse. Again, thank you for all the great job you did for the bikers last week. 12 bikers saved. We set an all-time record. I think it was 112 bikers for our Blessing of the Bikers. And boy, there's a lot of motorcycles out there, wasn't there? It went real well. 12 people trusted Christ as Savior. We're thankful for that. Let's read that verse, verse 10. I'm going to talk to you about the virtuous woman this morning. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this special day that we put aside for mothers. I believe mothers are very special. They're ordained of God. Lord, I just pray that you'll bless every lady here and bless the babies and the children that are here with those mothers. And Lord, I just pray today that I could preach with power. And Lord, that the Holy Spirit would go out and speak to people's hearts about the things of God and encourage them for the things of God. Put your hand on me, Father. Help me to do well for you that I could be a blessing to the people. I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. God holds the virtuous woman in very high regard. Verse 10 says, you'll see that he asks a question. Who can find a virtuous woman? Listen, in today's world where moral values are sunk and honesty's out the door, you can hardly find one anymore. Because they're very rare. It's very hard to find a virtuous woman in today's society. By the way, and if you're going to find him, you're going to find him in the local church. Amen. And by the way, Bobby, you and Jamie are doing a great job preparing young ladies and young men to grow up to be what they're supposed to be for God. I appreciate that my youth director, amen, his wife. And we got some young ladies growing up here learning how to be a virtuous woman. Amen? That's we're excited about that. Look how God values that virtuous woman. He says her price, that virtuous woman's price, far above rubies. In other words, God's telling us the value of a virtuous woman, she's priceless. You look at, when you see some virtuous woman, they don't have to tell you that you can see it from God. Amen? As the world continues to turn their back on God, and they're turning their back on God more and more every day, we find less and less virtuous women. We need a revival of the old paths of God. Did you hear what I said? We need a revival of the old paths of God. You young people, you ought to start watching some of these older ladies in our church that walk with God, that are godly and got their virtue. You ought to learn from them. But we need to get back to the old paths of God. We need a revival on the sanctity of the home today. Where man, a husband and wife, man and woman, not man and man, not woman, but husband and wife. We need to go back to the old landmarks that God put down for the home. We need to revive the role of the father. Well, we do. We need to revive the role of the mother today. So everything's out of whack. We need to revive the role of the children with their parents. I'm going to read to you a scripture. You can turn to it if you want, or just listen to me, whatever you want. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. You children, you young people, listen to the preacher today. Ephesians 6, look at 1 through 4. Children, you said I thought it was Mother's Day. Didn't the mother have you? Hello? By the way, I'll hit mothers, fathers, grandkids, and puppy dogs pretty soon here. Just give me a chance. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. It's right that you obey your parents. It's right that you honor your parents. It's right that you treat your parents right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Hey, you want to live long? Hey, how many kids want to live long here? Mike, you want to live long? Okay. That it may be well with thee, that thou mayest live long on the earth. You treat your mom and grandma and all your parents good. You honor them, and God will give you longer life, Michael. Isn't that exciting? Well, that's what the Bible says. I mean, you kids want to live long? You want to live long? Then the Bible, God says, if you're good to your parents, he'll let you live longer. Look, let me read it to you. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment, with promise that it may be well with thee and that thou mayest live long on the earth. Not many rebel kids live long. Kids that are obedient and faithful, they live long. You ever notice that? And I might as well hit verse 4 while we're at it. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, the teaching of God, and the fear of God. You know what? Dads, we need to start sitting down and praying with our kids. We need to start being examples for our kids. So our kids can say, that's how my dad used to do things. Amen? Listen, husbands, we need to remember how important and precious our wives are to us. Proverbs 18:22 says this, whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor from the Lord. Kyle, you found a good thing. Amen? Doug, you found a good thing. The Bible says, whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing. This week she'll be going around, she'll say, hey, Kyle, I'm a good thing. Angels say, look, Doug, I'm a real good thing from God. And Doug will say, amen, yes, you are. I love how their answer machine, Angel has a little, they have a call the kids, and they'll say, this is Angel Prim, the wife of Doug Prim, and I'm excited about being this, you know, it's really cool. And I call just to get their message, you know. But Samueldale always has something, Jimmy Samueldale always has a little proverb on his. But Proverbs 18:22, whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing. When I found Rosie, I found a good thing. When you found your wife, you found a good thing. Notice in Genesis with me, Genesis chapter 2. Andrew, when your husband found you, he found a good thing. Then don't you let him forget it. Say, preacher said, you found a good thing with me. He knows it, by the way, anyways. Genesis chapter 2, look at verse 18 through 24. And the Lord God said, it's not, look what God says, not preacher. Bobby, when you and I found our wives, we found a good thing. Mildred, you're a great thing for Bobby. Best thing ever happened to him. Best thing ever happened to me for Rosie. The Lord, look at verse 18. The Lord God said, it's the God... Look who's doing the talking. Not me. It's God. The Lord God said, it's not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. Yeah, God, if you read the scriptures, it says all that Adam gave all the names to all the animals. But for Adam, there was none. And God saw that man was alone and needed a mate. And then he put him asleep. And he took of his rib, and made a woman out of it. Woman. And they've been in a pain in the side ever since. No, I'm kidding you. Kidding. Good night. Just having fun on Mother's Day. You say, well, when did he put him asleep? During the halftime football game, NFL. Kidding. Look at verse 19. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field, every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was their name. Who gave the animals their name? Adam. You're a giraffe. You're an elephant. You're an ostrich. You're a monkey. And Adam gave names to all cattle, to the fowl of the air, to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helpmeet for him. Ladies, look up here. I can't emphasize the importance you are in the life of your of your husband. The ladies are so important. Many times they're discounted, but I'm going to tell you, God doesn't put women down. God elevates them. Boy, my eyesight, I can't even see the letters anymore without the glasses. And Adam gave names to all the cattle and fowl of the air and every beast of the field. For Adam there was not found a helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. By the way, that's why we always fall asleep. We've never got over that first deep sleep. And he slept. That's why you got a guy on big recliner chairs. And he took one of his ribs and closed the flesh there instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And so the Bible teaches there about the importance of marriage, the home. And we need, God saw that man needed help, and he brought man his wife. I'm going to tell you right now, Bobby, you and I'd be a basket case without our wives. Let me say something. I usually say this, right? I want the ladies to know this. Don't get mad at me, guys. But the Bible says it was not good that man be alone. God made woman for the man. Didn't say woman needed help. It said man needed help. The woman is the completer of man. God looked at a man, looked down, and said, boy, Josh is a basket case. I better make Kaylee to complete him. And that, look up here, guys. You men, your wife is a blessing from heaven. Men, your wife is a blessing from heaven. Let me go this side. Men, your wife is a blessing from heaven. Amen. Let me say it one more time. Hey, men, your wife is a blessing from heaven. Boy, you know, when those women get home, they, hey, I'm a blessing. Now, don't wear your blessing out, ladies. But you really are a blessing from heaven. Yes, you are. And, I'll tell you, can you imagine some of the greatest workers in the church are the ladies? But God saw that man was not complete, and he made a woman to complete him. Husbands, I thought this was Mother's Day. It is. That's why I'm hitting on you. On Father's Day, I'll hit on them. See, I just reverse it. Husbands, are you kind to your wife? You ought to be. Husbands, are you thoughtful for your wife? You should be. Does your wife know by your actions that you love her? Yeah, I told her about 20 years ago. I told her when I married, I love you. How many times you got to tell them? I like to tell them every day almost. I like to let them know all the time that they're precious to my heart. Amen? Husbands, do you tell your wife you love her on a regular basis? Doug, do you tell your wife on a regular basis? Good. How about you, son? Army boy? Okay. Make sure. If those boys let up, you girls tell me. Jimmy, you tell your wife you love her on a regular basis? Good. David Richard, you tell your wife you love her on a regular basis? Good. Mel, you tell your wife on a regular basis you love her? Amen. Where's Freddie Belcher? Daphne, does he tell you on a regular basis he loves you? You better, Freddie. You listen to me. Listen to me. You men that have got wives. Chuck, you and I are so blessed to have great wives. We need to let those wives. Well, man, how many times I got to tell them, preacher? Only like two or three times a day. Hello? At least. You know, who washes your stinking socks? Who makes all your meals? Hello? Who puts up with all our grumping? Hello? Well, preacher, she don't look like she used to do 20 years ago. Hey, buckle, have you looked in the mirror lately? You still got the good deal. Husbands, do you express your appreciation to her? Boy, that was a great meal. Honey, thank you for keeping the house clean. Well, thank you for doing this for me. We ought to tell them things that they do. Let them know you appreciate them. You know, look up here. I'm going to get this out of my heart. You know what's sad about the Christian homes? Husbands don't show that they appreciate their wives. Hello? Oh, you go to church every service, but you don't. At home, you don't. At home, you live like the devil. Hello? Slob, never shave. Bad breath. Give me a kiss. Go gargle with some Listerine or some Scope, then give her a kiss. Get up in the morning. Hi. Oh, that bird chicken breath in there. That scratch. Why don't you want to give me a smoochy woochy? Because you're a knucklehead, that's why. Hello? Am I making sense to anybody today? Amen. You know what? Look up here. We got to get the Christian home back. Listen, we know the truth, Coolidge. We're the fundamental church here, and we don't even walk in the truth. Little Billy Turner brought a great Sunday school class this morning, and he poured his heart out. I'm going to tell you right now, we need to get our act together, as the kids would say. Get your act together. Amen? Is he getting his act together, Liz? Okay. How can you live sitting so far away from her then, Eddie? That reminds me. Oh, good. Good boy. Wonderful. Good boy. Good boy, Ken. You just remind me of something, though. Look at Liz and Eddie. Isn't that the perfect picture of married couples? When they were first dating years and years ago, Lizzie, when you're driving the car, how many ever notice when the guy's driving the car? Where's the woman sitting? Right next to him. You young couples, listen to me. After about a year or two, did you ever notice? The longer you lived, the longer you're married, she sits farther away. It's a good thing they got a door on the other side of the car. She'd be out the door. Sit next to your wife, or wife, sit next to your husband. Hello? Oh, this is good stuff. Husbands, one of your main roles is to take care of your wife. 1 Timothy 5:8 says this, but if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. If you don't do right by your wife, you're worse than an infidel. That's what the Bible says. How many believe the Bible? Listen, you want to have a better wife? I got the answer for you. How many want a better, don't raise your hand. How many want a better wife? Don't raise your hand. Be a better husband. I do for her, but she don't. No, don't matter. You just do for her. Don't worry about what she does. You just be the right kind of husband. Amen? Marriage is something you got to work for and work at. I'm going to read a couple of scriptures. I'm almost done. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. God says if you don't do right by your wife, your prayers are going to be hindered. 1 Peter, I'm in Revelation, so I go back a little bit. 1 Peter chapter 3. I'm trying to get there. Here we go. 2 Peter. Here's 1 Peter. Let me read to you 1 Peter 3, 7. Likewise, ye husbands. How many are husband here? Raise your hand. If you're a husband, raise your hand. Okay, this is all for you. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them. That's you. Because That thing that you married, that special thing. I'm going to tell you something, Josh. You kids are going to be getting married this coming year sometime. Listen to me. You're never going to figure Kaylee out. God says, deal with understanding and knowledge. The knowledge I know about, you can't figure them out, Rich. Don't try to. Amen? Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, because knowing that they're different than you. You and I could watch a gory movie with people getting blown up and blood and guts, and we go, yeah, yeah, and then women would be crying, oh, can you do that? They're made different than us. I'm glad they're made different than us. They don't look like us. Amen. They don't think like us. Amen. Don't get mad because, well, why don't you think like I do? Because she's a lady. Knucklehead. So, I'm not calling you today, Eddie. That's just the words coming out. I'm not picking on Eddie. I'm making a statement right now. Because I use it on him a lot of times. But I'm not doing it today. I'm not referring to you. I'm referring to all of us as one. But you're included. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife. Honor your wife. As unto the weaker vessel, as being heirs together. Yeah, don't say, hey, get on the other side of this. I got to move this piano. Get on the other end, babe. I'll pick up mine, and you pick up your, and we'll take it down the steps. Hello. Call somebody, or one of your buddies, and don't tell your wife to pick up the piano. We do some stupid things. Hello? Can't you carry your own weight? Call Bobby Shell. He's one of the strongest guys I've ever met in my entire life. He ain't very big, but he's super strong. Likewise, husbands, I'm reading it again. I want you men to hear it. Dwell with them according to knowledge, given honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. If you're not right with your wife, your prayers are hindered. If you're not right with your wife, then they ain't getting as high as the ceiling. So you might as well go back and say, honey, I want to pray to God, but I can't until I get you to forgive me. I'm sorry what I did. Then you're going to say, God, please help me. Hello. Quiet in here. Let me give you one more verse, and then I'm going to give a closing thought. In Titus chapter 2. Timothy, Titus. There it is. Titus chapter 2, and I'm going to read the first 5 verses, 1 through 5. But speak thou things which become sound doctrine. We've left doctrine of this. We're so far away from the scriptures, it's unbelievable. Let the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as become holiness, and not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women. You younger kids, you're supposed to learn from the older ladies that walk with God. That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. Listen, ladies like Rosie and other ladies in our church, you should watch them. They're great examples for God. Hello. We've got some great ladies in our church that walk with God in this church. You ought to watch those ones that walk with God and try to be like them. Pattern your life the way they did for Christ. Hello? That they may teach the younger women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands. Yeah, that means you obey them too. Oh, I don't care what you say, I'm not doing it. Boy, I'll get that on Father's Day. But by the way, that doesn't mean you men tell them to do things that's not right. Obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. I'll tell you right now, we need a shake-up and a build-up of Scripture in our homes today. Because the average Christian home is not like God wants it to be. Hello? We need to look up here. This is the cream of the crop here. I'm telling you, we can make our homes better. We can make our homes better. Amen? I want to close with this. I've never done this, but it was on my heart, and I'm going to do it. This is Mother's Day. And I want to close with a tribute to my mother. My mom was born in December 12, 1924. And she died on February 14, 1989, at the age of 65. She fought cancer for about 15 years. By the way, February 14th was the day me and Rosie got, not that year, but that was the day we got engaged on that day, on February 14th. So I have a good thing I remember on 14th. I remember my mother going to be with the Lord on the 14th of February. I want to give a tribute to my mother today, and I hope maybe some of you will relate to this. Some of you will relate to this. I did a whole message. I preached my mama's funeral. I was 1 month away from being 40 years old when my mother died. And the title of my message at my mom's funeral was, "That's My Mom." That's Ryan Kyle. That's My Mom. And I'm just going to give you one little section what I did at my mother's funeral. Boy, I wish she was here today. Wish my dad was here. If you've got your mother here with you, you ought to give your mom a big hug today and tell her you love her. I would love to hug my mama right now. Who was filled with love from above? My mother. Who endangered her life bringing me my life into the world? My mother. I thought of your mama today, Stevie, as I saw you. My mama was 4'10". She was real little. That's why I got basketball figures here now. You know, I wonder why I didn't get to become 6'4". My mom was 4'10". My mom was a little heavier than your mama, but I think your mama's below 5 foot too. I think she's around 4'10" too, and real tiny. My mama's real. She wore these real big shoes. She's 4 foot, and she'd walk on her tiptoes. She would like be 3 or 4 inches in the air, but she always walked on her tiptoes. Who always kissed my bruise and made it better? My mother. When I was young, who was the one that took me from place to place? My mother. Everywhere we went, Mom had to take us. We only had one car. Who was the one who always made sure my coat was buttoned, my hat was on and my gloves were on, so I wouldn't catch a cold? My mother. Who was the one who sometimes did without so I could have something? My mother. Who was the one when I was sick would stay up all night with me? My mother. Who was the one who put soap in my mouth when I spoke nasty with cussing words? And by the way, that soap was lava. One summer day, I was in the driveway of our house, and of course the windows were up because I was letting the air in. And I'd said a couple cuss words to these kids that were with me. And my mother was sitting right there by the window. Uh-oh. Brother Nowak, there used to be a soap called lava. Lava. And my mom went and got that lava soap. And she said, "Come here, Richie. Come here." And she got it wet. And she said, "I heard those filthy words that came out of your mouth just now." I said, "Okay, Mom." She said, "Open up your mouth." She says, "Your mouth is dirty. I'm going to clean it up." And she rubbed that lava all in my mouth. You know what, Bert Tim? I don't remember ever cussing again in that driveway. That lava cleaned it up good. That was my mama. How many remember the lava soap? Do you remember that? The old folks do. Yeah. Let's tell my age here. Who was the one who always pleaded my case before my dad and others? My mother. Who was the one who would cover me up at night so I would stay warm and not catch a cold? My mother. Who always had extra sauce on her pizza? She cared more about the sauce than she did about the pizza. My mother. Who would always order a Whopper hamburger without the meat? My mother. They had a real hard time with the Burger King with my mom at first. They thought my mom was pranking them. She said, I want a Whopper with extra ketchup and tomatoes and lettuce, but no meat. I'm not lying to you. That was my mom. And at first they thought she was pranking. And she says, I'm telling you the truth. I want a Whopper without meat. That was my mama. She didn't eat meat, but she liked ketchup and the other stuff that went with it. So she bought a Whopper without meat. Now, I wouldn't do that. Matter of fact, if you do, bring me the meat. I'll put it on mine. who would love to look up at the stars and the lights? My mom used to love to look at the stars and at nighttime look up. She liked to go and look at all the lights. She loved looking at the lights. I'm glad my mom was saved. Because now she's with the light of the world. You can't get no brighter light than that. And finally, who was the one who always gave me a squeeze and a kiss and told me she loved me? My mother. Happy Mother's Day. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this special day that we call Mother's Day. Lord, I want to thank you for these ladies and for my mother and for my wife, my grandmother. Lord, I just pray that you'll bless every lady here today. Lord, I'm glad that you looked down from heaven one day and saw Adam was not complete. And I'm glad that you made Eve. Lord, because of those two, we are blessed. And Father, I just pray today that you'll bless our homes here. Challenge these ladies to be greater mothers and better wives. Challenge these men to be better husbands and better fathers. Help us to do what we're supposed to do and to raise our children up in the ways of God. And Lord, thank you again for motherhood. And thank you for all these dear mothers today. Lord, please reach down from heaven today. Lord, reach down from heaven and hug every lady here. Oh, God, from the oldest to the youngest, Lord, I pray you'll reach down and hug them, and may they feel the warmth of Christ. I pray you'll bless their lives today. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand. Greatest thing for a mother to do is to be saved. You, matter of fact, you can't even be a great mother unless you're saved. If you've never trusted Christ your Savior, I want to encourage you to come and start being the best mother you can right there by being saved. Some of you need to just go to your children, tell them you love them. Some of you husbands need to tell your wives you love them. I think we ought to build our marriages and build our homes today, get them stronger and closer for God. John, what page are you on? 382, whatever how you want to call it.